I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India is rejecting this year's annual Religious Freedom Report, which recommends sanctions and a new designation. Released this week by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, the report describes how different countries treat religious groups. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton calls it a guidebook for prayer. This report could help persecuted Christians if the U.S. applies pressure to India. Get the details at missionnews.org. And as the pandemic drags on, how can the church respond with hope instead of fear? Jim Shannon of E3 Partners says we can remember our history. He points to two ancient plagues from the 2nd and 3rd centuries. As wealthy people fled the cities to escape, Christians stayed behind to tend the sick and take in orphans. After both plagues, Christianity saw huge growth as people sought the hope that allowed believers to brave death. Read the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.